consultant's getting a daily rate of nine. I know somebody who works for the NHS. She gets paid £1,200 a day as a consultant. And she said to me, she spends most of the time wanting to try and get stuff done, but it's biscuits and tea. Nothing happens. The behemoth that is the NHS does not function. 0345 6060 973. So is money what's required? Perhaps if you get diagnosed with an illness, you have to pay an extra 10 quid a year or something personally, you yourself. Or if you get older, as soon as you hit 50, 60, 70, you pay more towards the NHS because you're more likely to need it. Or do you resent having to pay more for an organisation that barely functions as it is? 0345 6060 973. Jan is in Hammersmith. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Petri. I've spoken to you many times about the NHS. As you know, I'm a campaigner for charity. A couple of points. Absolutely, most people I know would pay tax, more tax, but the caveat is the 70% that is now in the private hands of private industry is returned back to the people. So it is their nationalised, renationalised, when money is being given to the private sector, your taxpayers' money, Petri, business people do not buy into the NHS unless they're going to make a profit. Serco have pulled out. They are losing money. They are failing. It's one great big giant Tory mess, actually. And I've seen it close up now for 4 years. As you know, I've campaigned. I've been to public meetings. There's nothing they can't lie to me anymore. I promise you now, the Tories have taken the most amazing institution and they have completely, they have destroyed it. If it were buildings and it were a war, it would be absolutely in rubble.
They've destroyed the NHS in West London. It's absolutely been torn
everywhere.
To shreds. Yeah.
As I talk today from Jarrow, there are 300 women marching for the next 2 weeks to London to try and highlight the seriousness of this issue. It needs to be returned to the public sector. It started as a public service. It was started to help everybody, not the rich, not the famous. If they wish to pay privately, that is entirely up to them. Secondly, all the GPs that are jumping on the bandwagon of trying to be part of this reorganisation, they are trained under the NHS. They are trained by the taxpayer. They too should make a choice. Go private and train your own self, fund your own training, or remain loyal to a public service. And I know and I hope that if the next government, this government gets out in the next election, I hope with all my heart it's returned to the people, for the people. You cannot, health is not a crime. It's not a crime, Petri, unfortunately. We are genetically made up in a way, or if we have an accident, or we break our leg, or we have an appendicitis, we need putting back together the way a car does. It's sacrosanct from where I sit.
Okay. But would you want the individuals to be taxed more to pay?
Petri, I would do anything to keep our NHS for the people. And as long as that tax is ring-fenced, because I can assure you now, what I am seeing is beyond criminal. It is cruel. It is outrageous. It is foul. And I say it with passion, obviously, because I love my NHS, as you know. But when I see what I see as a campaigner, and I see the worry, the fear, the tiredness in nurses, patients who cannot get, they've paid in all their lives.
But Jan, do they need more money? I mean, was it Imperial, that lot, in West London? They is it money they need? They're spending an absolute fortune with accountants and consultants telling them how to break up the NHS. They don't need money. They're just spending it in the wrong way. Oh, Jan's gone. So that's the thing, isn't it? That we've got all these health trusts, who I literally think the word trust is such a bizarre word to apply to them, where they're spending tens of thousands, if not millions of pounds, on looking at ways of shutting down hospitals instead of keeping them open. So is it about more money? What's going on with the NHS? Why is it that we're in this situation where we're being told we would be happy? Happy? That's a happy word, isn't it? Oh, I'd be happy to pay more. Really? Are you happy to pay more tax if it goes to the NHS? I wouldn't trust that either. Ring fence my backside. 0345 6060 973. Look what they did with vehicle excise duty. It used to be known as road tax. It's